Today is Thursday, December 10th. This is T-Dad Talk. I'm Cameron Wayne. Coming up today, local professional dancer Curtis Aragon will be offering some free dance classes virtually and in the state. A Colorado-based company may have changed the game for electric vehicles. In the world, SpaceX's Starship had a successful launch yesterday, but a less successful landing. Stick around to hear more. Today's show is sponsored by the Trinidad Historic Main Street Board and the City of Trinidad, presenting their Deck the Halls Business Spirit Decorating Competition. Downtown businesses can compete for $1,000 prizes, and all who vote on their favorite will be entered into a drawing. Visit the Trinidad Historic Main Street Facebook page to learn more and vote for your favorite decorated Trinidad businesses as we get closer to the holidays. All right, let's check in with the weather. Mostly sunny starting out today in Trinidad with highs in the upper 40s and a slight chance of rain this evening, turning into likely snow tonight. For Friday, snow will continue with highs at a freezing 32 degrees. Now, here's the news. Local dancer Curtis Aragon will be offering free dance lessons to students virtually on December 18th through the 20th via a link on Kinspire's Facebook page. That's K-I-N-S-P-I-R-E. With the hope of bringing some excitement and productivity to local youth who want to get up and move, even if stuck at home. In 2017, Curtis Aragon hit the pause button on his Trinidad-based dance studio, Kinspire, in order to pursue opportunities he'd been offered in the professional dance circuit. Having planned all along to come back to his hometown and reopen the studio, teaching dance to youth and adults alike, the shutdown of all performance venues across the nation in March led to that plan materializing sooner than expected. Now Aragon is in the works to reopen a new studio, this time focusing not just on dance, but expanding to involve as many performing arts as he can. The new name, Kinspire Academy of Performing Arts. Having taught strictly youth when operating previously, Aragon expressed he plans to expand what lessons the studio offers and who he's offering them to. He also is currently working with local schools and hopes to offer a free virtual dance class Monday through Friday mornings. Once open, he plans to work with other performing arts organizations and local professionals to offer music lessons, theater lessons, along with the dance as well. Anyone interested in accessing the virtual classes as well as getting more information on upcoming virtual classes they will be offering, you can visit Kinspire's Facebook page or call 719-821-8942. Happening in the state, the co-founder and CEO of Solid Power, Doug Campbell, has spent the last 8 years developing a new kind of battery for car makers, Colorado Public Radio reported today. If it works, the Louisville, Colorado-based company could help overcome two major roadblocks to electric cars. According to a recent survey, U.S. consumers worry the cars are too expensive and could run out of power between charging stations. As the name of his company suggests, Campbell thinks the key is a more solid electric car battery. The lithium-ion batteries powering almost all of today's electric vehicles rely on a liquid electrolyte, which ferries charged ions from a cathode to an anode. While the technology makes it practical to charge and recharge, the liquid can catch fire if overloaded. For decades, scientists have seen a potential answer in solid electrolytes, which could allow a battery to soak up more energy without overheating. Sihe Lee and Conrad Stolt, both professors of mechanical engineering at the University of Colorado Boulder, demonstrated a sulfide-based ceramic could be up to the task. As a bonus, the technology appeared compatible with the equipment used to make traditional lithium-ion batteries. The university spun off Solid Power to commercialize the technology in 2014. Solid Power recently announced the technology appeared one step closer to car dealerships. Its pilot production line in Louisville has been updated to produce a larger prototype of its solid-state battery cell. Campbell said the device, which looks like a tightly packed envelope, shows the company is making progress at building batteries large enough to power electric cars. Campbell does hope Colorado continues to become an innovation hub for the electric car industry. Since Solid Power launched in 2012, he has watched several other battery startups pop up along the Front Range. Happening in the world, U.S. entrepreneur Elon Musk has launched the latest prototype of his Starship vehicle from Texas. Codenamed SN8, the uncrewed rocket lifted away from the Boca Chica R&D facility on what had been billed as a brief flight to 41,000 feet. The 50-meter-tall vehicle unfortunately crashed on touchdown, but Mr. Musk was delighted with how much the test outing achieved nonetheless. Before the flight, the tech billionaire had dampened expectations, warning his fans that some mishap was very likely. Nonetheless, Musk has big hopes for the Starship when it is fully developed. He says it is the future for his SpaceX company. Starship will launch people and cargo into orbit, and the entrepreneur also envisions the vehicle traveling to the moon and to Mars. The SpaceX CEO praised his team, adding that the demonstration had acquired all the data they needed to move forward in their attempts to carry humans to Mars. Coming up this weekend, not too much going on locally, but Hulu is offering a watch party service, allowing anyone with an account to stream with up to 8 different users on different devices, in case you want to have a Star Wars or Lord of the Rings socially distanced marathon party. Food for thought. Additionally, if you know of any upcoming events you think should be included on our podcast, give us a shout out here at T-Dad Radio on our Facebook page, or give us a call at 719-846-3311. For a deeper look into what's happening today in Trinidad and beyond, visit the Chronicle News website, thechronicle-news.com, and don't forget to support your local journalism with an online subscription. Another shout out to our sponsors, Trinidad Historic Main Street Board and the City of Trinidad, presenting their Deck the Halls Christmas Decor Contest. Be sure to check out their Facebook page and cast your vote for your fave. That'll do it for today's episode. Thanks for sticking around. This has been Cameron Wayne. Have a great rest of your day. This is Chronicle News Media.